Around 50,000 years ago, the first people began to arrive in New Guinea. Over the following thousands of years, others followed. Isolated by the rugged landscape, these diverse peoples developed hundreds of different languages, dialects, religions, and cultures. It's believed that the Portuguese were the first Europeans to visit the island, naming it Ilhas dos Papuas, land of the curly-haired people. Throughout the following centuries, New Guinea was visited by many European traders in search of such treasures as pearls and gold. There was even an appalling trade in human beings, a slave trade, with many people from New Guinea being kidnapped to work in Queensland sugar plantations. In 1848, the Dutch claimed the western part of the island. The other half was split in two when Germany annexed the north and Britain the south. With their superior weapons, these foreign invaders defeated any villagers who opposed them. Then in 1906, Australia took over the government of the British colony. During World War I, Australia occupied German New Guinea, but lost it to the Japanese in World War II. After the war, Papua New Guinea was returned to Australian mandate. Aided by the Australian government, Papua New Guinea began to prepare for its independence. And on September 16, 1975, it became an independent parliamentary democracy, ending nearly 100 years of colonial rule. Since then, Papua New Guinea has taken its place in the world arena as an independent nation.